my son, he associated with that cruel king named Venu. And because of that, he lost all of his good qualities, and he became cruel and committed many offenses and even tortured the Vaishnavas, the devotees of the Lord. And although he was my own son, because I cannot tolerate offenses to my devotees, I personally came and I killed him. Please understand this, Murari, that you are such a devotee. The devotees like you are so dear to me that I will protect you under any circumstance. Murari Gupta simply looked upon this beautiful form of Lord Varahadeva. Such a wonderful manifestation he had never seen. And tears started flowing from his eyes in ecstatic love as he worshipped this beautiful form. And then the Lord, he jumped on the shoulders of Murari Gupta, and they both began to dance. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is, Lord Varahadeva appeared again, even in this age of Kali Yuga. Although the Varaha avatar takes place in the Sati Yuga, even before Nrsingadeva. And all of these great incarnations are very much according to the schedule of the Vedas, they appear. Lochandas Thakur says, Tava avatara avasiromani kevala anandakanda. You are the essence of all incarnations. In Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam, all the incarnations are present within him. So how merciful that by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Varahadeva again appeared in Kali Yuga, just 500 years ago in Sri Navadvipa Dham. In fact, in Navadvipa Dham, there was a great devotee who lived in Sati Yuga. His name was Vasudev. And he was a very great devotee of Lord Varahadeva. And he had a deity of Lord Varahadeva that he worshipped with great love and great devotion. And he used to pray to this deity of Lord Varahadeva that, my dear Lord, when will I see you? When will I be able to offer my personal services to you? If I do not, what is the use of my life? My life is wasted. So seeing the loving pleas of this pure soul, Lord Varahadeva personally appeared before Vasudeva. And he told Vasudeva, after receiving beautiful prayers and worship, he told him that you are very fortunate. You are here in Navadvipa Dham. This is the most sacred abode of mine. He said, in the age of Kali Yuga, I will personally appear in my most munificent form with a beautiful golden color. I will appear as a son of a Brahmin. And along with my associates, I will spread the glories of the holy names of Sri Krishna. Now you will always see me in your beloved worshipable form. Whenever you pray, whenever you chant my glories. So that great and fortunate devotee, Vasudeva, upon hearing these words of Lord Varahadeva, became most, most pleased. And because this information was given to him in Navadvipa Dham, the name of that particular island where this took place is called Koladvipa. Koladvipa indicates that that is the place where Lord Varahadeva gave this secret information to his devotee Vasudeva about his coming as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And actually, here is a murti that is installed in Navadvipa Dham in this section called Koladvipa. It's the predominating deity of Koladvipa, Lord Varahadeva. We just took that.
that photo just a few days ago while we were there.
How the merciful incarnations of the Lord are most auspicious to hear, especially on these particular days in which it is the anniversary of that appearance. Varahadeva appeared on this Dvadasi. This year the Dvadasi and the Ekadasi are mixed in one. Tomorrow is Trayodasi, Lord Nityananda's birthday. So Sri Shukadeva Goswami gives a benediction for anyone who faithfully hears this beautiful story of Lord Varahadeva. He explains, "In this manner, the personality of Godhead Lord Vishnu, the maintainer of all living entities, raised the earth from within the water and placed it afloat on the water. He returned to his own abode. If one hears and describes in a devotional service attitude this auspicious narration of Lord Bor, which is worthy of description, the Lord who is within the heart of everyone is very pleased." Nothing remains unachieved when the Supreme Personality of Godhead is pleased with someone. By transcendental achievement, one understands everything else to be insignificant. One who engages in transcendental loving service is elevated to the highest perfectional stage by the Lord Himself, who is seated in everyone's heart. Who other than one who is not a human being can exist in this world and not be interested in the ultimate goal of life? Who can refuse the nectar of the narrations about the personality of Godhead's activities, which by itself can deliver one from all material pains? Purport. In his various incarnations, the Lord appears, acts, and leaves behind him a narrative history which is as transcendental as he himself. Every one of us is fond of hearing some wonderful narration, but most stories are neither auspicious nor worth hearing because they are of an inferior quality of material nature. Every living entity is of superior quality, spirit, soul, and nothing material can be auspicious for him. Intelligent persons should therefore hear personally and cause others to hear the descriptive narrations of the Lord's activities, for that will destroy the pangs of material existence. Out of his causeless mercy only, the Lord comes to this earth and leaves behind his merciful activities so that the devotees may derive transcendental benefit. The narration of the activities of the Personality of Godhead is like a constant flow of nectar. No one can refuse to drink such nectar except one who is not a human being. Devotional service to the Lord is the highest goal of life for every human being, and such devotional service begins by hearing about the transcendental activities of the Personality of Godhead. Only an animal, or a man who is almost an animal in behavior, can refuse to take an interest in hearing the transcendental message of the Lord. There are many books of stories and histories in the world, but except for the histories or narrations on topics of the Personality of Godhead, none are capable of diminishing the burden of material pangs. Therefore, one who is serious about eliminating material existence must chant and hear of the transcendental activities of the Personality of Godhead. Otherwise, one must be compared to non-humans. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari.